Last up this hour, a controversy over Wikipedia and the status of women writers. A recent op-ed in the New York Times pointed out that women were being moved off of Wikipedia's list of American novelists. They were being placed in their own separate category. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, that sparked charges of sexism and a lively debate on Wikipedia.
It all started when writer Amanda Filipacchi was browsing through Wikipedia one night when she noticed an absence of women under the category American novelists. At first, she thought the women writers being moved off the page were not important enough to be on it. But then she discovered some very obscure male novelists were still listed, and some very well-known women were not.
Donna Tartt, Anne Rice, Harper Lee, Anne Beattie, there are lots and lots of them.
These writers and many more were being systematically moved to a new list called American Women Novelists. Filipacchi says someone at Wikipedia thought the list of American novelists had just gotten to be too big.
And so they have to find ways to find subcategories, and they consider that women writers is a very good subcategory, for example. And most of those subcategories are genres like science fiction, thriller, mystery, and then women writers, as though women novelists are a genre of writing.
Filipacchi wrote about her discovery in the New York Times, charging Wikipedia with sexism. Soon after, the American novelist page disappeared, then reappeared. Women's names gravitated back onto the list. Filipacchi says someone tampered with her own Wikipedia page, and a massive discussion of the issue got underway. Ryan Caldari is an editor at Wikipedia.
The debate that's going on right now, it's actually still ongoing. So far, it looks like there's been about 33,000 words of discussion on it, which is quite a lot, which is actually more than, you know, the novel Animal Farm.
Caldari says the editor who moved the names of women writers off the page violated Wikipedia's guidelines about gender-specific pages, and the problem is in the process of being addressed. He says it's not the first time Wikipedia has been accused of sexism.
Wikipedia does have problems with sexism because, as a lot of people know, only about 10% or less of the editors of Wikipedia are women. And so a lot of times there's kind of this subconscious, you know, white male privileged sexism that exists on Wikipedia that isn't really acknowledged.
Caldari says he is surprised that this particular issue attracted so much attention. But novelist Meg Wolitzer says this is just the latest example of women writers being relegated to second shelf status.
Well, I think we're still stuck to some extent on these ideas of books written by different genders and that they have different roles in the world of literature.
Wolitzer says some women novelists don't mind if their books are categorized as women's fiction, but she does.
We've seen first-rate novels by women sometimes sort of thoughtlessly grouped together as women's fiction. And that's a phrase that can make me a little bit crazy. I mean, what is women's fiction? Do these books have anything in common, or is it just that the authors were all at one time or another in possession of a uterus?
For her part, Amanda Filipacchi says she believes Wikipedia has no choice but to address the issues she's raised.
It's so laughable. I think in 20 years, or hopefully in 1 year, looking back on this, people won't even believe that this was going on.
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
There's that singular anomaly, the lady novelist. Well, I don't think she'd be missed. I'm sure she'd not be missed.
You're listening to All Things Considered.